just share with everybody the testimony that you shared with me of God's faithfulness and blessing and provision. Amen.
First, just may I decrease and the Lord increase. I'm sorry. In when the market crashed, me and my wife just got married. I just want to say that, you know, we were in the process of losing our home. We just had a baby. We just bought a home. We had a car payment and everything. And we were faithful in tithing. We really believed in tithing a lot. God wants your heart in tithing. It's not about money. It's not about a secret kind of thing to get what you want from God, because he doesn't need your money. He wants your heart, and your heart, you know, and so anyway, God had, and people know that God had saved our home. Even when it was up for share sale, at the last hour, for 3 or 2 years we've been fighting to save our home. God had told me he was going to save our home. 2 years struggling, and God was faithful, and we're still in our home today. Now that I'm hurt, I'm out of work, we had stopped tithing. One income coming in, still a mortgage payment, and still got to pay doctor bills and everything else. So we stopped. We stopped tithing with one income. We're like, we need this money. So we start seeing things falling apart. And God's been like yelling in both our ears, man. Pastor has been preaching about tithing and mentioned different things. And each time it's been getting louder and louder in me and my wife's ear. And we kept looking at each other like, we need to tithe. So we weren't making it with 100% of her check. So I said, look, God's proven himself to us over and over. Let's give God the tithe, our heart into it, and see what he can do with 90% of our check instead of 100, because we're not making it with 100. Let's see what God can do with 90. Within the 2 months of we started tithing back, God gave us back the money we already tithed for 2 months, and we've been praying for our daughter to come to Calvary. We knew that there was someone had passed away in our family. We knew that there was a mention that my daughter was in her will. When we started tithing, we get a letter in the mail right after we received a message from the Lord. We get a letter in the mail from an attorney. My daughter got enough money coming in from her to come to Calvary for the next 3 to 4 years. So God not only gave us the money we tithe, he gave that back to us, and 3 times more. So God says, you know, test me in this. And I tell people, it's not, believe me, it's not like a trick or like, I don't know how you would call it. It's about your heart. It's about your heart, not looking for God to supply, but he has provided. When you keep your eyes, we have a thing in our kitchen. It says, today we're going to walk on water, which means that we're going to keep our eyes on Jesus. Look, no matter what you're going through, whatever financial struggles you're going through, any kind of needs, give your heart to him wholeheartedly. When you tithe, worship him tithing. Give thankfully. Give like cheerfully to him, because that's what he wants. He doesn't want your money. He just wants your heart. And that's a hard thing to do when the world is crumbling down around us, and we got bills and we got pressures and we got work and we got everything coming down on you. Give it to God, man, because he's proved. Look, he saved my home. He saved my home. When the court said that we want your house, we came at the courthouse and my wife was crying. And I said, we're going to give God thanks. And we praised him for their decision to take our home. Some people say, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. Because God promised something. And when he promises something, hold on to that. If he gives you a word, whatever, just hold on to it. God is faithful. And tithe. That's all I can say is, not because he wants your money, but because he wants your heart. That's where your heart is. I need that to pay a bill. Guess what? My wife was like, yo, we need to pay our insurance, our car insurance. I don't care. We're not compromising. Pay the tithe. Because God will supply those needs. You know what I mean? Give the guy and all the consequences will fall on him. He said he'll provide. And his hand has provided. So I just want to give God glory. And I hope I encourage you to hold on. Whatever you're going through, hold on. Hold on to that word because, God is faithful, definitely. Thank you.